Hey, good morning. Welcome to Perspectives on WFSU-FM. I'm Tom Flanagan. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 414-1234 if it's local. Long distance, it's 800-926-8809. We got an email, too, perspectives@wfsu.org. And you can tweet and Facebook and all kinds of good stuff there, too, just to get in touch with us as we delve into a topic that is of great significance for all of us, particularly since the holidays. We were just talking about this off the air. And most of us probably overindulge just a touch, just a tad, nothing, you know, too extravagant. But still, as you get older, the pounds mount up quicker and they become progressively tougher to get rid of. So since we had talked about youthful health, particularly when it comes to activity and learning a couple weeks ago, why not kind of move more into the adult perspective, particularly since coming up next Tuesday, it's the 7th annual CEO Breakfast that's put on by the Working Well Initiative here in Tallahassee that's been doing such a great job of helping workplaces become healthier and lowering health insurance costs and all that kind of good thing. So with the help of a lady by the name of Mary Barley, who helped to jumpstart that entire initiative more than 7 years ago, we put together an expert panel that you can tap into this morning on Perspectives to find out how your place of work might even lock into the Working Well Initiative without spending a lot of money and without expending a lot of energy or time or any of that stuff, and you'll feel better and look better, and it'll be great. So without any more yakking from me, let's meet the panel, huh? We say hi to an old friend of ours, Len Harvey from Premier Health and Fitness here in Tallahassee. Good to have you back on deck, Len, and Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you.
From over at Capital Regional Medical Center, we say hi to Mary Waller. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
From RGVI, the folks who carry so many policies for so many folks here in the area, we got Bart Gunter, one of the principals. Hey, Bart.
Good morning, Tom.
And one of the sponsors, too, of the upcoming Working Well Breakfast, right?
We're the greeting sponsor.
You are the greeting sponsor. Just like Mary, the hospital's involved there as a sponsor, too?
That's right. We are a gold sponsor.
You are the gold sponsor level. Yeah. Okay. And speaking of gold, with the golden tones over here, another old buddy of ours, Glenda Atkinson, from a company by the name of FBMC.
Good morning, Tom. And we are a gold sponsor as well and a proud sponsor of Working Well. And we've been with them since pretty much the beginning and have reaped many benefits from being members.
Well, since we're talking to you right now, how did you guys get involved with that? Because a lot of workplaces, you know, oh, God, here we go, another fad. It was like total quality management or some of this stuff, and it'll be here today and gone tomorrow, and working well and physical fitness of employees. And, you know, these guys are supposed to be cranking out whatever it is they do. They're not supposed to be out running around the block and, you know, foregoing the Coke machine from which we get a cut of the action, you know, and a lot of companies just don't want to go there. How did you guys jump in?
Well, FBMC has actually had a workplace wellness program in place for over 20 years. And Mike Sheridan, our founder and chairman of the board, always had a vision of what the culture should be within the workplace, and that included wellness. And for a number of years, we had your general feel-good activities. We might have a Biggest Loser type contest, or we would bring in a class occasionally. But when we came to find Working Well, it found a way to tie it all together and really give us the resources we needed to drive and build a results-oriented worksite wellness program. So it really helped us put all the pieces together.
I want to find out how that integration takes place in just a little bit. Bart Gunter, from an insurance thing, you're checking out all the facts and figures and what healthier life choices mean in terms of reduced health care costs and stuff like that. Was that the driver behind RGVI jumping on here?
Well, you know, we had an internal drive from our own people. They wanted us to do something as a company ourselves, and then our clients kept coming to us and saying, where do we go? How do we get started? What's the first step? And so with Working Well, we have found a great first step because there's so many things and so many great ideas that are happening throughout the community. And by joining Working Well, we found kind of our plug-in to talk with like-minded folks, business owners around the table. Every month we have a luncheon and talks about another phase of a wellness program so that it gives you that step by step, because it can be overwhelming. There's so much to do, and then you don't want to be overwhelmed, and then 3 months later you're sapped and you're done and you're on to something else, and you've been there and done that. And so it's a real encouraging group and real informative in a step-by-step process, as Glenda was saying.
And Mary Waller, from the viewpoint of Capital Regional Medical Center, you hear some people, usually patients, say, well, I don't know why I need to be healthy, because look at them nurses and stuff out there by the corner smoking and how fat they are. And, you know, you hear this all the time. So this is also an image thing as well as an employer thing for you guys, right?
That's true. And unfortunately, some of us healthcare providers are not the best at looking after our health. I've been at the hospital many years. This is actually starting my 24th year. I was one of the speakers at Glenda's company probably about 12 years ago when they called us in to do a talk. So I've been involved in prevention and wellness ever since I've been there. And so working well has been great for our company. I think this is the third year in a row that we've been a gold sponsor. And by being a sponsor, it helps give you some other benefits. It gets us an annual membership to Working Well. We get to go to the luncheons that they have to get a lot of information from them about wellness programs. The thing that helped me, because besides my job at the hospital, I also do our employee wellness program, is they have 7 benchmarks set out so that we can follow those and get our program set up. So it makes it a lot easier because you're not sure where you're supposed to start. So they've been helpful to me for getting our program going that we're doing at the hospital with our employees. And also from another point, since I am involved in prevention and wellness, they've been a great resource for me to tap bases with people just like these folks here at the table who are also interested in keeping the community healthy and help us do our business initiative that we have, which is working with employee wellness programs too in the community.
And not forcing you to have to reinvent that wheel.
Exactly.
Okay. Len Harvey, from the very beginning there over at Premier Fitness, associated, of course, with Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare. You guys have been locked into this whole thing too. Talk a little about the genesis of this whole thing, how it got started.
Well,
just a wild idea or what?
Yeah, we go all the way back actually to 1986. We became a subsidiary of Tallahassee Memorial Hospital. It was also gold sponsors at the CEO breakfast along with Premier. So in 1986, we started corporate wellness and we started employee wellness as well. Today, we serve over 500,000 visits at Premier a year. We have over 1,000 Tallahassee Memorial Hospital colleagues there at Premier. So we have a very grounded, well-run program. I've just completed my 27th year, January the 1st. And as I had mentioned to you earlier, I have the greatest job in the world. I have an opportunity to make a difference in people's lives every day from a positive standpoint. So, you know, we've got a long-running history and a good reputation in the community with Tallahassee Memorial Hospital, and we're just proud of that, and we're really proud to be a part of Working Well. You know, they've really reached out across the community and to some of the outlying areas, and we're just seeing a lot of really great results. And our goal is just to make Tallahassee and the surrounding areas a much healthier place in general, and specifically with Working Well in the corporations here in Tallahassee. We find that the folks that run these companies, work in these companies every day, no matter what your job is, the healthier they are, the happier they are. And that's just a win-win situation for everybody. I'd encourage people to come out to the CEO breakfast, you'll learn a lot. You'll find out a lot. Your company will be much better off. And as I say, it's just a win-win situation.
Are they still extending ticketing invitations? Because I'd heard that yesterday was the cutoff, but can you still get a ticket to it?
I think you could. We could definitely get anybody a ticket that wants to be there. We'll find room for you. It's going to be a great program. We've got Hank Worm coming in, who's got a tremendous background, in health, wellness, and how to run a business successfully. But he's found out that wellness means happiness, means productivity, And it's going to be a great program. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I love the theme here. You'd need a pretty big sheet of letterhead to put this on, though. Finding organizational balance, maximizing business performance through a balance of operational and cultural transformation. That is a heck of a mouthful, but that's going to be the main topic that's going to be – and that's going to be at the University Center?
Right.
Next Tuesday, the 29th, starting at
– Turnbull Center.
A Turnbull Center. I'm sorry. Okay. I want to make sure we got that. And starting at what time?
Breakfast at 6:30.
Crack of dawn.
That's right. But the event starts at 7. I don't even think the sun's
up yet. Early bird gets the worm.
Yeah. That's it.
Too many worms around there.
Sleepy to eat it.
Yeah. Glenda Atkinson, from the FBMC angle, since you folks had been involved in a wellness program for more than 20 years, you said, does this have to be something that costs a lot of money? Because CEOs – budget and revenue minded, they're going, oh God, how much is this going to shave off the bottom line? And what's it really going to get me in terms of something that's going to help my business?
Right. And that's an excellent question, Tom, because when people start talking about worksite wellness within an organization, the chief financial officers and the CEO say, you know, I need to know what my return on investment is. But those numbers are very difficult to calculate. And I always say, you know, how much does it cost to do an ROI calculation? If you have to ask, you really can't afford it. So it's really better for companies to start small. And that's what's great about working well. We're able to tap into a lot of free and low-cost resources so that they can start step by step to build their programs from the ground up, and they don't necessarily have to have a million-dollar budget to get a foot in the door. One thing that's helpful, though, is because of the rising cost of healthcare, I mean, we're looking at double-digit yearly, which is far outpacing inflation. Even the CEOs and the CFOs who weren't engaged before now see the bottom line value. So this is gaining a lot of traction. More and more companies are beginning to embrace worksite wellness as a cost-saving measure. And that's really helped working well to come to the forefront to help people in the community.
God, I would think, because that has been just all-consuming as far as a political discussion over the past couple of years, changes to healthcare reform on the federal level, what might that mean to particularly smaller businesses who are going to have to now pick up the tab for employee healthcare that in the past they may have been able to say, well, that's just not one of our benefits. The heck with that. That is no longer an option. We're talking about the Working Well Initiative here in Tallahassee, and we got four great folks to talk to here on Perspectives. 414-1234, 800-926-8809, Perspectives at WFSU.org. Well, if you're in the workaday world, you have probably been involved with some organization that has at some point in time gotten on the wellness kick, and they were offering discounted memberships to health clubs, and maybe you'd get a little here's a voucher for Weight Watchers or something like that. And that went gangbusters for all of like 6 months, a year, and then it kind of fizzled out, never to be heard from again. And everyone got fat and, you know, unhealthy and just as before. Well, the whole idea behind Tallahassee's Working Well Initiative was to turn that whole situation around and make it more a part of a regular culture, a regular expectation. This is the way things are. Just as in the past when people would go out on smoke breaks and they'd raid the snack machines four or five times a day to supplement the lunch, which usually consisted of like, you know, fried chicken and, you know, great stuff, but, you know, kind of on the fatty side. That was the way things were then. How do you change that to a new way things are now? So that's what our panel is here on Perspectives today. You're invited to 414-1234, 800-926-8809. Bart Gunner, RGVI, of course, a major insurer here in the area, and you guys are right on top of what's going on with the cost of health care. Because you guys, how many health policies do you guys write?
Well, we have over 10,000 clients here in Tallahassee in the Big Bend area, and so you know, I don't know exactly how many of those are just health clients, but, you know, we have great partners in healthcare here in Tallahassee. You see the hospitals involved. You see doctors groups, and you know that we have a great program with CHP and the benefit that they provide for the county as well, or for the whole area as well. But you know what? It's wellness is beyond just healthcare. It's beyond just exercise. And that's what we're beginning to see, and really trying to focus with the CEOs and the business owners and they're beginning to see it as well. Wellness affects productivity, affects absenteeism, it affects presenteeism, and so especially in times where things are a little tight and tough, you start getting a perspective on things that you might just take for granted. And so we're seeing business owners really take a look at their people and seeing what a resource their people are and what they can do to be a better partner with them, and how better than mental health, economics, physical health, all the pieces that play into a more productive and a happier person. I think Lynn said. I think that's really a key, and it raises productivity and makes work better and easier as well.
Well, and anything to drive costs down now, particularly as we head into an environment in which any business or organization with more than 50 employees, there is an expectation they will provide health coverage for their workers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, reform recognizes that. And so I think you're going to be able – it's shining that light, giving that perspective, greater perspective to the impact that – business has to have toward its employees. Their greatest resource are their people, and so I think we're seeing it in this breakfast. The turnout has really been exciting, but I think as Lynn and Glenda said, we'll make room. We'll give up our seats. We'll sit in the hall, whatever it takes. We'll get more people in there because it is a great event and I think a real great resource for the community.
Again, if you're just joining us, the 7th annual CEO Breakfast under the Working Well Initiative coming up next Tuesday. That's the 29th, starting at, 6:30 in the morning at the beautiful Turnbull Center, where there is plenty of free parking, particularly since you're not going to have any students in there at that particular hour. There are no 6:30 classes at Florida State. Mary Waller, you said it before that working there at the hospital at Capital Regional Medical Center, it is really difficult in many instances for healthcare professionals to take care of their own health. Physician, heal thyself. We remember hearing that. How do you change that attitude around to folks who are so driven, who are so focused on what they have to do? Mrs. Smith in 39B, I got to get to her. I don't have time to take a break right now and go out and walk around the campus. How do you work with that?
Exactly. It's very challenging to work with our workforce that we have because of the demanding schedules that they have. Part of what's happened is we do have a pretty well-rounded wellness program. It comes from our corporate office. We do the basic health screenings and health risk assessments. But what is added into it is we have the ability to add some incentives to that. So that makes people be a little more motivated to participate in the program. Our employees can earn up to $400 in a health reimbursement account. So that that helps them pay their health care expenses if they participate in the program. The program also targets folks who are at risk, as a result of the screenings, and then they can have follow-up health coaching. They can do that online or by telephone. So that helps our employees be able to do it at their convenience. They can do it when they get home on the computer, if they have a chance during the day, because we have people, we're open 24/7, so they have to have access, when they can. A couple things that we just added this month that I'm so excited about is that we have some on-site classes. We added a Weight Watchers class on-site for our employees to do. And I can't tell you how many of the employees, we had the number that we needed. There was 17 folks that showed up, at the first one, and we had to have 15 people in order to keep the class going on site. They were saying to me, thank you so much for offering this on site because we don't have time to go do the weigh-ins, someplace else. But the fact that it's – and we did it during their lunch break, and we made it – they did a sped up class. Instead of it being an hour, it's a half hour so that they can get weighed in but also get the information they need and get in and out to get back to their job that they need to. But they said this is so convenient to have it on site. And we added a cardio yoga class, too, that's also on site. So if it's right there available to folks, then it's much easier for them to do. And for people who are, you know, busy, where all of us are busy, it's good to have something that's, you know, that's on site.
Cardio yoga, that almost sounds like a contradiction in terms.
It is an interesting – it's an interesting concept. And the instructor, I don't know if she invented it herself, but she does a little bit of warm-up but then also has, you know, the stretching part of the yoga with it. It's great to de-stress, and we're doing it once a week from 4:30 to 5:30. So it's, you know, at the end of the day for some folks to be able to do it.
Wow. What is the sound of one heart pumping? Len Harvey, when we're talking here about you over at Premier Health and Fitness, that is a major concern for a lot of folks. You know, oh, man, I remember, you know, working out at the gym back when I was in college or maybe an early part of the career when the demands weren't what they are now. I don't have time to get to the gym.
Right.
So what do you do?
Well, I think you go back, and we touched on this a little earlier. In a lot of the corporations, we reach out to them. If they can't come to us, we reach out to them. And we don't load up a lot of weights and a lot of things and take it over there. But we start with very basic stuff. We start with a walking program. We start with a, as Mary mentioned, an on-site yoga program. We start with the very basic things because what we want to do, and you mentioned this earlier, is that we want to have a culture. We want to create a lifestyle culture. And we do that one step at a time. And we've been successful in doing that in a number of businesses in Tallahassee. I just got some calls this week from a couple of companies, and they want us to come there and do some things. And so Working Well will be involved. They've joined Working Well, and then we'll reach out through Working Well, Premier, and Tallahassee Memorial, and we'll get those folks started up. And then at some point, a lot of those people will come to Premier or another health facility. But it's all about starting very slow, very basic, and making it fun. And Mary mentioned her, and they have their incentive program over there at the hospital. And one of the other things beyond the incentives, which are great, is that you need good senior leadership. You need senior management support. Mark O'Brien, CEO of the hospital at Tallahassee Memorial, is an avid runner. He runs marathons. So the senior management there is really setting the pace and kind of leading the way for us there.
Okay, bottom line conscious CEO again, tentatively, hesitantly coming to the Working Well folks saying, okay, what's it going to cost me? How much do I got to shell out for all this?
Well, I think we've covered a little bit of that, but, you know, we start with very basic things. There are so many things that Working Well and other organizations at this that are represented at this table, they're free to the community. Working Well has a ton of resources. Some of those folks that represent those resources are at the table today, and they don't really cost anything. But I think you will see that your return on investment will be very high in what you put into your program. But I would encourage them, start off, survey your people, mm-hmm. find out what they're interested, mm-hmm. find out what they need. And then you will find out that you can ramp your company up, as Bart said, to where it runs more at a higher performance level. And it will be a very much a win-win situation.
Okay. It's not one of those turnkey, you know, make your employees fit and here's the package and it only cost you, you know, only $1,200 a month in low easy payments, nobody down twice a day and never on Sunday. And then the company disappears and leaves you with no follow through on that. Right, Glenda?
Right, yeah. And again, that's where the culture that we speak of becomes so important because there is no one-size-fits-all wellness plan that's going to work for every organization. It's really important, as Len said, to look at your people. If you can survey them, we do a health culture audit survey every year to see what the employees think about the effectiveness of the wellness program. We do a training interest need survey every year. These are very low cost. There's free survey instruments available so that you can validate what you're doing and maybe think of new ways to try to bring wellness into the workforce. You know, we're constantly trying to think of new ways to appeal to different facets of the workforce, because there are some people that love to come to an on-site class. There are others that want to have their information online. We've spoken before of the garden that we have at FBMC. You might not think of that as something that would be a traditionally workplace wellness activity, but it's been very successful for us. We're up to 8 raised bed gardens now, and part of what Hank's going to talk about at the CEO breakfast is wellness as just a cog in the wheel of employee performance and bringing different facets together. One of the things we do with the garden is we partner with our community services team. FBMC gives 1% of its profits every year to local nonprofit organizations, and we donate half of all the proceeds from our garden to local food banks. So at this point, we're over 300 pounds of produce that we've donated. And you look at the synergies and the way to bring these different programs together that leads to a holistic approach to an effective employee.
Yeah, and gardening is actually a healthy activity. A lot of folks don't think of it because it's not your usual, you know, cardio type of workout, but that's a good thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. You get out, you get some fresh air, you're watering the garden. Even if you're away from your desk for 10 or 15 minutes, that's stress management right there, and then a little bit of physical activity and everything that's involved with it. So it's definitely been a bonus for us.
414-1234, the number to call for Perspectives Local. It's 800-926-8809 if it's long distance. I think we got a caller. His name is Luke, and you may even know him, Mary Waller. I don't know. Hi, Luke. Welcome to Perspectives.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, real good. Thanks.
Yeah, I was just basically calling in. I work for Capital Regional. I have worked very close with Mary over the last year. She's actually helped me a lot personally, not only on the wellness side, but also on the medical health side. But just a comment, I've actually worked in an environment where there wasn't a real focus on employee wellness. And then a transition to where you have a team and not only corporate involvement, but a localized leadership function that actually, you know, reaches out to employees. It's very beneficial for me, a male in my 30s who didn't really pay much attention. My wife always tells me, go to the doctor. But when, you know, you actually have somebody that shows you what's available to you locally on site, and that's not only got me more involved on the medical side, on the wellness side, but also with working well to find out what's in the community. So just to say that, you know, it definitely works to have, you know, that leadership function showing you how to get involved with those programs.
Okay, so you're kind of saying that it's an effective alternative to nagging, huh?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and not only the convenience, but to find out how easy it is. I mean, personally, it's helped me, you know, just become more healthy all around, and definitely improves the culture, you know, of the organization.
God, that's great, Luke. Thanks so much for the input. Appreciate that, Mary.
Well, I'll just say, Luke, hopefully I'm not embarrassing you, but he was the winner of our Biggest Loser contest that we had earlier this year. And I believe he lost over 30 pounds, and that's what kind of got him started. And so he works in our weight loss program, our bariatric program that we have at the hospital. And so now he's walking the talk with all the people that he works with, and he does a great job. He really is into the health of the folks who are there and losing weight and following up with them, and he's a pleasure to work with.
So. Barkin, how important are those success stories to having a successful program?
I think they're huge. I really do, and it's you start – that's one of the great things about working well is you share these stories, and they start building and building upon each other. And one of the things that at Rogers Gunner Vaughan, we've had the privilege to work with the school district. And the children are so involved now in 95210, and that emphasis coming from the children, kind of from the kids up and what they're bringing home, but also to watch that energy spread. Because, you know, when you're trying to do a wellness program, Glenda was talking about, you know, implementing that for her company. Well, if you can imagine a company that has over 70 locations within this one county, and the, you know, the varying types of employees that some of them get there at 6:30 and they don't get done until 3:30, and then they have homework themselves, the grading and all that sort of thing. What, you know, how does one size fit all for that? It doesn't. And so what's been fun to watch is, you know, each school appointing a wellness captain or a champion, And so then you have flexibility because you have to make it fun. We've talked about that. But so we have Zumba going on at some schools, and we have walking groups going on at other schools. And, you know, Superintendent Pons bought into this, made the proper, you know, appointments within management. Dr. Alan Cox now is heading up the wellness operation for the school district. And, you know, he has the passion for that. Jackie has that passion. And it spread down. And now you're starting to see, because it was hard to get your arms around it. And now they're part of working well. And now so the teachers can start, you know, now they're going to start emphasizing health and nutrition and those sort of things. And I don't know who's inspiring who or who's teaching who, because the kids might, you know, have had such an involvement with this 95210 program, and it's just really starting to spread through the county, and it's really exciting, even in just our school system, just that one little slice of our community, to see the effectiveness and the energy of nutrition and wellness.
God, Len Harvey, there's your culture shift right there.
That's it. You know, about 2 years ago, if I could add this, Mayor Marks, there's a lot of initiatives, and Bart mentioned the 95210 about 2 years ago, and I'm going to give the mayor a lot of credit on this. Contacted several health providers in the community, and we have formed a committee, and we have adopted 95210 for the community. But the mayor really wanted a big push on to get that done. So Courtney Atkins through Whole Child Leon came in with 95210 and introduced that program to us. We adopted that program, as Bart said, and now it's very successful in the community. And we're not sure who's teaching who. Is it the kids teaching us, or are we teaching the kids? But the 95210 is 9 hours of sleep. I'd love to get that in 2 days. But the kids are able to get 9 hours of sleep and should. Eating healthy, 5 fruits and vegetables, 2 hours of elective screen time, 1 hour of exercise, and 0 alcohol and drugs.
We'll be right back. Are you working well? We hope you are. We're trying our best here on Perspectives, and we're talking about the upcoming 7th annual CEO Breakfast, part of the Working Well initiative. I remember when it kicked off, when Mary Barley first called over here and said, hey, we got this great community-wide program that we want to institute to try to get healthier grown-ups. Sure, you know, we'll hit the kids too, but we want to really get this into the workplace because we think it is so important, because you already got people that are gathered there with some kind of common purpose, and it just sort of builds on that. So, you know, workplace wellness, good thing. And it had a nice start. It had some people involved, and suddenly, you know, we got this explosion. Glenda Atkins, how many folks did we have at the Working Well Breakfast last year? Do you remember?
I was pushing 200, and mm-hmm. We're pushing 200 again for this year. So it's really a good opportunity, and there's a real diversity in people that are going to attend. I mean, not just on the local level, but the Florida Department of Health, Attorney General. Dr. Armstrong is slated to attend and will actually speak. So it's really gaining some traction not only locally but statewide.
Now, as far as the private versus public, since we do have so many state government agencies and you know, the universities and all that here, are you getting buy-in from those folks too on this?
I believe we are. I mean, the wheels turn ever so slowly in a public forum as opposed to private. I mean, I can tell you some stories about state agencies that couldn't get clearance to send an email notifying them of an upcoming event, much less having someone participate, and there's all the restrictions that are involved. But, you know, again, the emphasis on healthcare cost, healthcare reform, and everything that goes along with it has gone to show that the states really want to get involved as well as the public entities.
Yeah, Bart Gunner.
One of the cool things at the CEO breakfast is we recognize progression of different programs. So, you know, you're a star and then you're gold, you're silver and gold, and you can see the growth because I think that continuation, what we were talking about, I guess, off air, once you buy in and you step in and you have people that have seen some success, well, what do you do next? And so one of the cool things is, and I think the city and the county and the school district and then individual, you know, corporations and businesses, you can see their progression to the next level. So we don't lose track of them. They continue to grow and just do different type of things to enhance their wellness program.
Yeah, I'm wondering, you know, having right now a state chief executive who, you know, had a connection, Mary, with your corporation at one time, but is, you know, very – he and Ann both are very, very healthy people. They both work out on a regular basis. In fact, one of the first things I remember that I think Governor Scott did when he took over the governor's mansion was to order all new workout equipment in the governor's pool room. And Len Harvey, you have something to connect to that, don't you?
Well, when the governor and the first lady first came, we were honored to have them work out at Premier Health and Fitness Center. And then after a period of time, because the governor and the first lady both are so involved in so many things in the community, the governor just works all the time, and he wanted to have equipment, you know, at the governor's mansion there. And so to cut his travel time down, he ordered a lot of equipment. I helped him do that, and I trained the governor for a while. His schedule, he's all over the place. And then one of our trainers, Janice Powell, trains the First Lady Ann Scott, and they are both avid fitness fanatics. So we have a great leader there in our state when it comes to fitness and other things relating to our state.
Yeah, and hopefully in the agencies over which he has direct jurisdiction, you know, he might be able to – a little bit of a push there. Hey, guys, here's something you might want to look at as far as, you know, improving productivity and all that kind of good thing too. Kind of where do we go from here, do you think, now that we've been building for 7 years? We got the latest CEO Working Well Breakfast coming up next Tuesday, again starting at 6:30 at the Augustus B. Turnbull Center right off the FSU campus. And there's still plenty of opportunity for you to get a ticket if you would like to do so. And these folks also have a website, too, that you can check out. Just Google Working Well Tallahassee. Boom, it's the first entry that comes up. I know, because I've been following it now for the past, you know, several weeks. But what's next? What are our next steps here, guys? Where do we go from here?
Well, we have several other activities that we sponsor during the year besides the CEO breakfast. We have our quarterly roundtables that are available to all of our members that really talk about the seven tenets of a successful wellness program and help employers begin to build those results-oriented wellness programs, which is really, you know, what our goal is. We also sponsor a WellQuest Challenge, which is an opportunity to bring some of the gyms together with teams from companies around the city. And they have a 3-month challenge. And what's interesting about that is for the first 2 months, the teams are given free gym memberships, personal training, and whatever the gyms have to offer. But on the 3rd month, they're on their own, and it's really an opportunity for them to keep going what they've learned through the first 2 months of that program. And at the end, we have a big celebration, and we have a reigning champion for the last couple of years of Gold's Fitness Center, so we'll see if some of the other wellness and fitness companies are able to knock them off that lofty perch this year. We also have a Corporate Cup Challenge that we have every year, which is a team-driven event that's just really fun during the community. So there are things we do during the year to keep focus on wellness and keep working well, active in the community.
And Bart Gunner, through RGVI, how can you you can't go to your policyholders and say, hey, we want you to do this, but how can you encourage more of this?
Well, I think we talk about those success stories. You know, I mean, when someone attends a health fair and they find out they were right on the edge of having a heart attack and they just showed up because their kids wanted a balloon or whatever, but they came, you know, you start putting activities and events and you start telling your stories. And so I think that's what really has the impact of, you know, we're talking about people's health. That's a pretty serious thing, but we're talking about it in a way that's fun. It's fellowship. It's bringing people together. It's building camaraderie within an organization. It's all these positive things that, you know, and if the management of a particular company really wants to look to connect. Maybe and they can do it in a not really an expensive way. But you know, one of the things when we talked about learning kind of from the bottom up, we set up a committee in our own agency, and you know, did our survey and found out what they wanted. And they were saying, how do we talk healthy when we have, you know, 9 varieties of candy bar in our kitchen, you know? And so they voted to move out, and we have free apples and free cheese and free fruit in the kitchen, and we got rid of our soda machine, and we've got juice and we've got waters, and you know, so we decided to start acting it a little bit. But it came from them, you know, and so, you know, it goes back to what Lynn was talking about. You wade in, but it really is a change of lifestyle. And it's for the better, and you start seeing and you start feeling it, and it's infectious, you know, within your people. And I think that's how it grows. It's an easy thing to communicate to people because they want to know, well, what can we do to work on these higher health rates? Well, let me tell you, I can tell you something you can do to increase productivity in your office and decrease absenteeism. And you know, it has to not just go from the employee. It has to kind of spread to their family as well, because they're on that health insurance policy. So it's broader and gets bigger, and it moves very quickly.
Yeah, and Mary Waller, the impact also, again, on the long-term now. We'll see it on a short-term basis, I'm sure, but a long-term basis more acutely probably, the overall reduction in health care cost, because if you start with a healthier population, you don't have to spend as much money for things like operations and test procedures and all that kind of stuff too, right?
That's right. If you knew the cost of an open heart surgery, it would probably blow your mind. So if you can keep one of your employees from having to have open heart surgery, then that can be a big cost savings. So I do believe that employers are going to be looking at how to lower their health care costs. I know our speaker has one slide in here that he says if your employees are healthier and happier, they cost less and they are more productive as well. And I believe also on this gentleman's slide, he's showing that they had a 5-to-1 return on their investment. So that means for every dollar they spent, they got $5 back as well. And so one of the things, and I'm going to have an opportunity to – I'm going to be at the breakfast that we're rolling out a new program called Business Health Solutions, where we're going to help employers set up nice, well-rounded programs as well. And one of the resources I'm going to let them know about is Working Well. And just to kind of take a step back about the awards that are offered, that's been a big motivator for us. And following those benchmarks, part of it is – you know, you get points for getting your administrators involved in the process. And so I would encourage, if you're a wellness coordinator out there like I am at our hospital, that you buy a ticket for your CEO to go, because I'm so excited. We're going to have 8 or 10 people there. Most of those are administrators, and it's awesome because they're going to hear an opportunity to hear one of their peers speaking about how successful the program is and creating a culture. And I want them to hear that message, and we also want to spread that to our community as well.
Yeah, and you got a new CEO too. This would be his first one, wouldn't it?
Yes, and you know, we had some of our administrators also get involved in the Corporate Cup Challenge. I will say that we've won the last 3 years in a row. I'll put that in. You get points for if your administrators are participating in that. And we had a couple of ours actually do a running challenge to raise money for the American Heart Association. They ran from their houses. They did a 10K run, and they raced and finished at the hospital, and the one that won, you could bet money on who was going to win. And so cool. It's great to see that coming from the top, to see the top folks get out there and exercise. And I'll have to put Brian on the spot now and say hopefully we'll see him in the Corporate Cup Challenge.
You have thrown down the gauntlet. I just heard it go plop on the floor. Yeah, that is a cultural change, though. A generation ago, I can't imagine more than a handful of chief executives in this community that would be able to crank out 10K. Mm-hmm. I really can't. And we had a lot of hefty folk there in this business community right there. And that may bring us to another thing, though, Len Harvey, when you have a really diverse workforce in terms of not just fitness level but also of age. You know, and the 20-somethings, they're running around and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and, sure. And they're in fairly good shape. You have folks like me, you know, like in their 50s and 60s, and may say, I can't keep up with those guys, and maybe it's too late for me.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point, because I fall right into that category along with a few other folks at this table. So, we're not you've definitely got to take a look at where you're at in life and find a workout or a fitness regime for you that really works for you. I mean, when you come down to the basics, you're looking for good nutrition. You're looking for flexibility. You're looking for cardiovascular health, and you're looking to maintain your strength. And so, like yourself, at one time in those 20s and 30s, I was running, 5 to 10 miles a day. Now I do a little bit more swimming. I row more. I do more reps. Don't try to push the heavy weight as much. But, you have to just, and we've talked about this table, you have to find out from those people on an individual level what works for them.
I also think it's important to think about the other aspects, financial stability. We have a whole financial planning aspect to our wellness program, stress management. There are so many things that go into that whole feeling of wellness that you really have to think about the whole gamut.
Yeah, like we explored a couple weeks ago with the youngsters, getting them in the classroom, and instead of sitting quietly at their desks and keeping their little mouths shut and that type of thing, you put them up on stationary bikes, you get them working, and suddenly discipline problems are way, way down. You have improved test scores, reduced incidence of type 2 diabetes and obesity and all that kind of stuff. It's just win, win, win all across. If it works for the kids, it's got to work for us too, right?
Right.
Okay. Final thoughts here, folks, in the few moments we have remaining here. Bart Gunner, what do you think?
Well, I think it was interesting. We mentioned the governor earlier, and I know the governor has emphasized a broader definition of wellness. And when we talk about kind of what Glenda was, I think, just speaking about, it's bigger than just fitness. It's bigger.
Exactly.
And that's the real impact to our businesses and to our families. It is financial, financial stress. It's mental stress. It's, physical stress and health. And, there's so many different pieces to it. And so, as this one cog in the wheel, we're trying to really bring people together at Working Well to have this conversation, because we're learning as we go. And it doesn't have to be this daunting experience where it's going to be too much money, or it's too big for me. I'm just going to put it back over here and deal with it later. And so that's what I think is so encouraging about Working Well as a community resource and asset. We would appreciate you just giving us a chance and coming to the breakfast and hearing what we have to say, and we'll be easy on you.
Yeah, I mean, just like if you had a question about insurance, you just call up you guys.
There
right?
There we go. There we go. We're all about you.
Mary Waller, what you think?
Well, I just want to encourage people also to come to the breakfast, or even just join Working Well. You can go online and visit their website and become a member of Working Well, because it's a great resource of people. I mean, we are so lucky to have Mary Barley in this community.
Oh, absolutely.
She's an awesome force. And, the program has really grown and expanded. I mean, they were getting requests from all over the state to come and say what their program is. So it's very well known and respected. It's been a great resource for us as a hospital. And it's a great resource for the community. And there's all different avenues that you can go, from spending money to not having to spend money. And they've got a lot of information to share with everybody. And they've got some great events that are going on that can just get your employees involved and get started. So I encourage everybody to come and to join Working Well.
Thanks. Lynn Harvey.
Well, I want to echo my comrades in arms here. Join Working Well. It's the right thing to do. It's going to help you. It's going to help your company. As I mentioned, it's going to be win-win. Being born here in Tallahassee has more momentum now towards health and wellness than we've ever had, starting with the governor, the mayor, both hospitals, insurance companies, and all types of businesses here in the community. Leon County School Board, the list just goes on and on. Working Well is trying to pull all those corporate organizations together and give them advice on how to move forward. operationally and culturally and measure those metrics. And when you do that, when you measure operations and culture and put those together, you will have a winning peak performance organization. Be there next week for our breakfast.
That'll be Tuesday, the 29th at the Turnbull Center, 6:30 for the CEO Breakfast, the 7th annual of Working Well Tallahassee. Folks, really appreciate it. Len Harvey, Glenda Atkinson, Mary Waller, and of course, Bart Gunter. Thank you guys for coming in and talking about us today on Perspectives. Perspectives produced by WFSU-FM in Tallahassee. Technical assistance from Taylor Cox, Lydell Rawls. On the phone, Stephen Rodriguez tweeting up a storm today, too. And I'm Tom Flanagan. Hope you can join us again next week. More expert opinion and, of course, your input right here on Perspectives.
Audio copies of Perspectives are available by calling 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcast. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.